You are tuned in to a Fireside Chat with Zany Mystic. Join us now on another exciting metaphysical journey. Relax, tune in, drop out, and take a seat by the fire as we explore new realms and possibilities. This is Magenta Pixie. You can find me at magentapixie.weebly.com. But now, here is Zany Mystic and guest. Enjoy the show.
Greetings, and welcome to a Fireside Chat with Zany Mystic. I'm your host, Lance White. Tonight, my guest is Steve Richards from Australia. Steve is the founder of Holographic Kinetics, which works with dreamtime healing. This is a shamanic form of healing, which accesses the soul and spirit using the laws of lore. He's discovered and teaches others how to heal what is happening to a person, which is rooted deeply in time, that can be corrected by going back to the root and shifting the cause. You can read deep esoteric wisdom on his website, where there are articles, and that is www.holographickinetics.com. He also has an in-depth 14-part series on his YouTube channel. You just type in Holographic Kinetics, and it's a wonderful, vast pool of information about this form of healing, and it's very informative. So let's welcome Steve to the show now. Hi, Steve. How are you?
Fine.
Well, of course you would be.
Well, it is 4 a.m. in the morning here.
Oh, yes, that's right. You had to get up early, huh?
Yes, that's right.
Well, I apologize for that. We could have done something about that, but now we've set in motion this timeline.
No problems.
Well, you know, I recently had an experience with a friend of mine who is a practitioner of holographic kinetics. And she stayed with me for a few days and gave me several sessions, and it's amazing work. It really is incredible.
It is, if one is doing it correctly. And the difference is that you need to access the spirit, not the soul. Mm-hmm. You know, when you do psychiatry and psychology, well, mm-hmm. psych is study of the soul, and the soul are the external experiences locked into the cells. We're going far beyond that. We're going mm-hmm. to the nucleus, which is the spirit. And it'll tell you how, where, when, why, what age it was, how far back in time you set up that particular incident or that trauma that's within you. Mm-hmm. And once it takes us there, you're reliving. We do nothing. We just assist to facilitate you and your own spirit to integrate into that moment of time.
And that's exactly what happened, too. Just to clarify something, I know that a lot of people in the New Age movement and in spiritual circles often get confused and interchange these two terms, soul and spirit. Can we get you to delineate exactly what is meant by those words so that we have a clearer idea?
Sure. The spirit itself is the essence of you. It's moving through time. It enters at the moment of conception. You know, we had a case with a doctor, and the doctor says, well, I'm a patient all my life. Where's it coming from? So, on the table. And we ask the spirit where to cause the effect, and it goes back to the moment of conception. Thank you. And what's happening? Father's raping mother, and she just wants it over and done with. All his life, he wants everything over and done with. Because from that moment of conception, the spirit's aware of everything that's going on with mum, with dad. The spirit is actually a hologram of the mother while it's inside the mother's womb. Mm. So everything inside the mother comes out within the child, you see. Mm-hmm. And therefore, from that moment on, it's fully aware. Now, the soul is the vehicle being the body. So the day you're born, the cellular memory of you and all your ancestors are in your mm. cells as part of the soul. All those experiences they've had are in your cells. Now, from the day you're born, you're actually getting programmed. Your mother's programming you, external to internal. Your mm. teacher's programming you, the school, the church. You're getting programmed. Everything you externally take on, external to internal, locks into the cells, into the DNA, and becomes part of a program. Mm. But because it does become that program and everything in nature is alive, it sets itself up to reproduce itself. Mm. So therefore, you become stuck in those moments of time as that life form which has got the right to survive, is reproducing itself. Mm. So every time you take a new body vehicle through time, you have a different soul.
Oh, really?
That's connected just to that particular vehicle.
Okay.
But the spirit is, yes, is moving through time. Another way I look at it is that on TV you see the police car chasing the criminal, and the video recording is videoing the scene. Well, that's the soul. It's videoing all the experiences. But who drives the vehicle? Who's got the anxiety online behind the wheel? That would be the spirit.
Okay. Now, so if there is a new soul, then does it carry, it would have to carry the cellular memory of the ancestors as well. It's just a new creation in that particular incarnation.
The thing is, every single soul, has different memories and experiences from those ancestors down through time. In a past life, I'm German. You tell me who you're married to, where you live, the house, the kids. Every experience you've got is there and we can access. But that's by putting you in an altered state to access, because nothing is ever lost in life. Energy is always there. It never ceases to be.
One of the things that I noticed in my own particular experience was that there was a genetic line on my father's side that was a little wonkers. And there were also a couple of reptilians that showed up.
Well, with those things, you see, you've got to stop and have a look at our world. And our world's not what we think it is.
Right.
And you've got to go back thousands of years ago. And thousands of years ago, you know, there was many rituals being performed, ceremonies and rituals. And these ceremonies and rituals were actually manipulated by the dimensions. I mean, to look at the big picture, you've really got to go back even further. And you've got to look that, you know, when this earth itself had a collision, which you go to New York Museum, a geological museum, and you'll see in there, it states science are aware that one time the moon bounced off the earth.
Mm.
Well, when that happened, what I call the billiard ball effect. And when the earth got hit, it actually moved into a different location. It became a new world.
Mm.
So what happened is this world here, you got many other dimensions out there, but the beings from those dimensions, they never earned the rights to come through time into this molecular mortal world. And therefore they need to access by getting you to give permission, because the universe has its own laws. And the laws of law, one of the things is man is responsible for his thought, his word, his deed, and his action. So for anything to invade your field, you have to give it permission. So they sent up prayer, they sent up the old rituals, all the old temples, all the gargoyles, winged serpents on the temples.
Mm-hmm.
And through these rituals, you open up wormholes to these dimensions, and these things which come in subtly, you get taken over. But in the early times, they realized that through black magic and white magic, they could actually conjure these beings through and obey every command. But as beings got taken, humans got taken over, they started doing rituals. And the rituals of these beings that come through. Now, one of the things we've found is that he who's born under the dimension of another is governed by the laws of that dimension. And he who enters the game of another is governed by the laws of that dimension. So just say 30,000 years ago, you're doing rituals and you open up wormholes to these dimensions and let these things in. Their dimension of time started 30,000 years ago and it's still active today. And you're born under that dimension. Therefore, they will subtly manipulate you into entering their dimension or letting them into their dimension, so subtly take over you, so they manipulate new experiences to mention through your body.
Mm-hmm.
So you've got to go back to the cause, the effect of where you made that first agreement, because one of the things in the law, it's a mathematical formula. The first is the law of intent. What was the intent?
Mm-hmm.
The second is the duality. When two come together, they create a triangle, and the triangle is the law of agreement. So when you made that agreement's valid through time and space for eternity. Until you enfold time and space upon the dimension, that's 30,000 years ago, you break the agreement 30,000 years ago, so that wormhole's closed off, and that can never happen in the future. Because what takes place is there's always three dimensions of time. Past, deja vu, the present is the now, and there will be another future of time. So everything's happening now, it's happened before, everything's happening now, will happen again. Until you unfold time and space and change it, then in the present, we actually change the new future from today onwards. So they no longer have the rights to interfere with you once that agreement's been made and we can clear them. Yeah, we are multidimensional beings in a multidimensional world. And you've really got to understand the multi-dimensions of us and what's going on. This especially is going on with your soldiers. Yeah, you use 200,000 soldiers. Well, you know, I've got a 90-odd percent success rate in one session of clearing soldiers. You know, I've worked with soldiers from Iraq, I've worked from Vietnam, from Afghanistan, from Somalia. And take Vietnam. I've got a soldier, 40 years of mental trauma on the table, and we have spirits of Viet Cong speaking Vietnamese out of the body. Because you've got to understand the universe, the old ancient ways of understanding our world. And our world goes like this, that when you take a vehicle, you've earned the rights to that vehicle through time. But the spirit is moving through the octaves of time. It'll start in the ferment, the gases, the liquid, the rocks, the plankton, the plant life, insect life, animal life, and the human life. So we're up in the human life right now. The dimension before us is animal life. If we go out there and we kill an animal without permission, you know, well, that animal isn't ready to move on and we destroy his vehicle, he has a right to jump our vehicle. Now, we get people out there barking like a dog and clucking like a chicken called Tourette's times. We go and take out the animal spirit and all of a sudden you've got no Tourette's. We have soldiers of war, and as I said, you go to war and you kill another, you destroy his vehicle and he has a right to share your vehicle. Now, once it's in there, and sometimes, look, we have people sometimes with hundreds of spirits. They've been to war zones and they've picked up hundreds. And you know, they're so mentally confused with all the different voices in there. We go in, bring them all up, and we take them out. There's no more, you know, mental confusion anymore. They're back to sanity. So it's really understanding our world is a multidimensional world. Now, Aboriginal culture for 60,000 years lived aligned with nature. It lived aligned with the laws of law. It went hunting. It never took a shopping trolley with it. It'd go out at night time in the dream time. They'd sit around the dream time, and they'd put out to the spirit of the animal. That animal would donate its vehicle so it moves to a higher octave. Next day you go out and there's the animal. Thank you. There's your lunch.
Wow.
The soul is in fight or flight, but the spirit donates the vehicle so it can move on. It can come back as an eagle if it wants, or it can evolve into a human and come back. It keeps moving through the octaves. But that's by asking it and putting it out. You know, you go back in time and, like, we supply meat, you know, to Australia, to the Middle East. And what happens is that the reason we supply live cattle in the Middle East is because they won't take our meat that we kill. Because it used to be because you would have had to kill that animal by slitting the throat and acknowledging the spirit of the animal and releasing the spirit of the animal. Well, that's not done anymore because most people and most countries have forgotten these laws of the universe, and they're violating these laws. And there are consequences because these laws cover every dimension.
Ah, well, then so for a cattle industry that's, you know, run in a modern factory, where who would the cattle occupy that, I mean, how can you find the people that are actually at the root cause of that?
If you go and you research, you'll find that the guy who puts a ram set into the cattle, a lot of those guys end up in mental institutions.
Oh, my. Wow.
I had an operation, really interesting. I was in a hospital for an operation. There were five people in the same operation in the same ward. And at 1, 2 o'clock in the morning, they come around, you know, painkillers, no. The guy next to me, he's screaming all night in pain and agony. I look over and I thought, whoa. And I look at his features and I think, wow, this guy's got some stuff in him. So in the morning I says, what do you do for a living? I'm a boner at the abattoirs.
Oh, wow.
And I could see the cattle. I could see the stuff in him that was putting him through the pain and suffering that they went through.
Wow. So if someone causes trauma to another, then that person dies, then they have a right to inhabit that vehicle, the person that caused it. Now, what if the person doesn't die?
Look, I got a lady, watch this. I got a lady who came to me, and she's had three spinal operations. 40 years later, she gets to me and she's still in pain. Huh. You know, she says, my friend said it happened 18, they're psychic, and they said it happened 8 years ago. I said, I'm not interested. I said, I'm only what your spirit says. Get on the table. And we access, and her spirit says, cause effect 18. And the moment I said, go there, she's screaming hysterically on the table, I totally forgot. She totally wiped it from her mind. Hmm. And she had a head-on collision in a car when she was 18, and the other woman died.
Oh.
So I checked for reciprocal exchange of energy, and sure enough, up come this other spirit inside the woman. The bitch, I'll fix her for killing me. You know, she was so angry, this woman. And I said, spirit, listen to me. Everything's happening now, it's happened before. Everything's happening now, will happen again. You don't want the same thing to happen again, do you? No. Let's unfold time and space. We changed time and I released the spirit. The moment I released that spirit, instantly all the spinal issues disappeared. They weren't us in the first place.
Interesting. Wow. Well, now, we know that the entities that control the planet and possibly the universe use trickery and subterfuge to get unconscious agreements. And they also get kids very young through the dream time to make agreements based on something that they dazzle in front of them or something that they're afraid of that they offer to protect them from. And then there is just a lot of abuse of children and pedophilia going on at the top levels. And so kids are looking for protection. So is this one of the ways that through that trauma that an entity can come in and say, well, look, I will protect you and take care of you and make sure that you're all right? And is that considered a contract?
Okay. Yes, it is. But I will explain. Look, we've dealt with, I suppose in my time I've dealt with over 100,000 people in the 50 years of research I've done. And in that period of time, you know, so many people go back to 1 year old.
Mm.
And, okay, you're there, little spirit. What's happening? I've got the wrong parents. I don't want to be here. Thank you. So just the fact that their intent is I don't want to be here is an invitation for something that does.
Mm.
I wish I was dead. That's an invitation for something that wants to live. I wish I had a friend. That's an invitation for a little friend. Remember, the first is in the invisible world. Look, hand me a thought. You can't. It's invisible. First is the invisible of intent. And that's the first invitation. So then you've got – and we must understand the difference also between – I'm hearing the words entity. I'm hearing the words spirit. I'm hearing the words draconian, the wind serpents, the gargoyle. There's a whole range of different beings out there in different dimensions, and they're all got different roles. So let's take the entity for a start. Mm-hmm. Your thought can become a thought form. Your thought form, once you capture that thought and it locks into your cells, has a right to survive. So the thought becomes a thought form. The thought form becomes a life form. The life form has a right to survive. So it will reproduce itself in only what it knows. It just say it's anger. It'll reproduce itself in the anger to set you up to react. Now, your action and your reaction feed it, and it becomes smart. It's learning about you. And when it learns enough about you, it evolves to the next level where it becomes an internal created entity, and it can take over, and we have compulsive disorder, bipolar, schizophrenia, and a whole range of other labels you want to put on it that's out there. Now you get the entity. Just say we have, and we'll use this as an uncle, because a lot of times it's uncles that we find with a lot of these abuse situations going on.
Mm-hmm.
And just say he's drinking the alcohol. He's drinking the alcohol, and because he's drinking alcohol, his defenses are down. Because his defenses are down, it's open to an external entity, one that's out there that's looking for a body. It jumps him. It uses his body to sexually abuse the child. Now, the child becomes traumatized by the event. Once a child's traumatized, that entity can transfer to that child. It can stay in the child, feeding off the child, by the negative emotions that are created by the experience.
Mm-hmm.
As the child grows up, it can now activate the child, so that child becomes a perpetrator to another child who becomes a victim, and it transfers to that child.
Mm-hmm.
So that particular entity can transfer through generations down through time, lifetime after life. That's just one of many of what's out there. Then you get your secret societies where again, they have gone into those secret societies. Our world today is not run by humans, I'll tell you now. It's run by the dimensions. But the humans let them into their body, and it's so subtle to take over that takes over within our world by these dimensions. They want our dimension. They want this world.
Mm-hmm.
And to get that, to come through time, yeah, they've got to manipulate totally our world. So all these men in secret societies that go in and open the door to these dimensions suddenly get taken over. Now, in amongst that, rituals perform. They are performed still today. And through those rituals, you know, there's different rituals. You know, there's sexual rituals, there's animal sacrifices, human sacrifices, a whole range of different levels of this to more powerful reinforcing of these beings through these. So what we have found is that I had a very interesting case with a man in prison, because I've been to high security prisons for mentally insane and turned them around. You know, I've been to prisons for some most violent men and turned them around, because they're just stuck in time. Well, example again, I got a man, and the guards are laughing their head off. They're thinking it's a great joke, because there's no way you're going to change this fella, because the anger in him, you see. And I just lock onto his spirit through the eyes. I get permission to work with him on the table. 2 years old, his mother and father are alcoholics and drug addicts. He knew nothing but violence all of his life. So he who's born under the dimension of another becomes governed by the laws of that dimension. So what's happening? He's governed by the laws of dimensions of the violence he's born under. That's all he knows. The life form that's moved into him from the parents down are setting him up for more violence. The moment we spot where it's coming from, we unfold time and space and we change it. When he finishes it, you couldn't believe how humble that man was with gratitude. He didn't want to be that way, but he's stuck in time. Mm. Look at prisoners. Most prisoners are stuck in time repeating the cycles of similarity, because the life forms that are in there are reproducing what's taking place, and they're stuck in those moments. You know, I sat on court case for 8 weeks watching all the young kids going through, and I'm hearing when the judge says, do you have anything to say before I pass sentence? Well, I don't know, Your Honor, why I keep doing the same thing over and over. He's virtually telling you he's stuck in time. I don't know, Your Honor, we'll have a few beers. It's like something takes over. It does. Mm-hmm. But no one's listening to the spirit that's talking out of the young lad and trying to tell you what's going on.
Right. And I've heard or read that there are, you know, that there's quite a large segment of the population that is practicing satanic rituals, and it, you know, it goes through Hollywood and music industry and all kinds of things, and videos and so on and so forth. So are all of these industries more or less drawing to them the entities that seem to be running things, in a sense?
I don't believe they're drawing to them. I believe that they've already opened the doorway to them, and that these beings are manipulating them to set this up for their own agenda, so they can spread within this dimension by getting people to drop their guard and giving access to this molecular mortal world by these other dimensions.
Well, and so many people want fame and fortune, and that seems to be something that is a bargaining chip.
Well, that's right. There's a price to sell your soul. You know, they'll give you the power, they'll give you the money, they'll give you the prestige, they'll give you everything you want. But what happens is they've got the soul. And once they've got the soul, then they get to harvest you in the future. In other words, instead of you coming back in the future, you know, you're in the back seat. They're now driving your vehicle. They're coming through time. You remember, you've got to go back in the beginning again and look. And, you know, the beings that earned the rights to come through time was the Australian Aborigine, the American Indians, the Inuits in Canada, and a few other tribes around the world that earned the rights to come into this dimension through other dimensions. They came to this dimension with the rights, and with that, the universe enfolded upon them the laws of law, and they live by those laws. Now, these other beings, they realize, because the universe has its own laws for its balance, that the only way they can get into our dimension is to set up humans to open the door and let them in. And once they get in there, they set those humans to set up other games to open the doors and let others in. Mm-hmm. So eventually this world can get taken over by the dimensions and the manipulating, and then through all that, you've got your agenda 21 for the humans.
Mm-hmm. Well, it does seem that this whole world has been kind of running off the track.
I'd call it hijacked.
Yes. It does seem that way. And at the highest levels as well.
Oh, yes, definitely. And, you know, there is price to pay. Those people at the top, they may think that, you know, in this world, in this lifetime right now, They may have all the position, the power, what they want, but they have no idea of the future cycles of time. You're just not born and dead, that's it. You're continuing through time, but there are consequences for your actions. You know, one of the things the universe says, if you want to go to war, mutilate and kill, that's fine, but there are consequences. You must experience your creation. Therefore, you must experience what it's like to be mutilated and killed. Only then will you understand what you created. You see, no man can escape the cycles of time. Whatever we've done will unfold back onto us. Whatever we've done to harm another will unfold. And that goes also to politicians. If you're put in a position of power to represent the people, but through your self-gain you represent yourself and others suffer through your actions or inactions, there are consequences within this universe.
I've always wondered about that, and if some kind of advanced entity had not figured out how to postpone those consequences for maybe hundreds of thousands or millions of years because of their lifespan.
And again, we here in this physical world, we look at time as a dimension of lineal time, but it's not. Time is actually a cycle from its beginning to its end. The day you're born to the day you die is a lifetime within that dimension. But the day you made that agreement 30,000 years ago, just say, through initiations and rituals, that agreement's valid today still, 30,000 years later. So no matter how many lifetimes you have, you're born under their dimension, and they can subtly manipulate you and get back in again each lifetime. They will subtly manipulate you into opening the doors through some form of ritual again to let them back in because you're born under that dimension.
Wow. What's the furthest back that you've had a client who has had an issue or an entity agreement that has affected generations after that?
Well, look, the furthest back we ever went, it's really fascinating because I've had 17 people around the world. Nobody knew each other, but they all went back to the same experience. And we had 11 of them aboard UFOs waiting and watching as the Earth was being destroyed. But then we had another 6 of those people that couldn't get off the planet, not enough room for them, and they're here. And this planet's coming in. It's coming in, and they're screaming hysterically before the big bang. Bang, it hit the planet. And that was the moon bouncing off the Earth.
Ah.
And when it moved to a new location in time and space, this is when all the dinosaurs were wiped off the Earth. I say to all those people, I said, look, I want you to look down at your hands and feet and describe your body. Oh, my God. Describe it. Webbed fingers, webbed toes, reptilian appearance. This was a reptilian world. When the collision took place, the Earth moved to a new time-space location. Now it became a totally new dimension, a new world, a new physical, molecular, mortal world. And that's where other beings started to come down here and mining this hunk of rock. There's your giants that came down here, the Nephilim, the skeleton, the giants they're finding all around the Earth here now. Then there was your Dapper. He's a big solid beast, the Owie, Sasquatch, the Bonneville Snowman, the Yeti Man, the Gobi Man, in between. But then they needed one that could think for himself. That's where they started genetic engineering. And from that came Adam and Adama. Adam was the Adama. And from that came man.
And
but it's always been manipulated ever since.
Which race was responsible for that genetic engineering?
Oh, look, it was Nibiru, actually, originally, but there's been many. You got the Patheon, the planet Patheon, You know, you've got the Orion system. You've got the Egyptians came from Sirius B system. Look, you've got many different systems out there. Now, I look at it like this. If I look out through a telescope in space, what do I see? I see galaxy upon galaxy upon galaxy. But wait, if I look through an infrared telescope, what do I see? I see galaxies on top of those galaxies that you don't see with the naked eye. I believe every single planet has life on it in its own dimension. But we are linked to visible light, one skinny band. We only see visible light. But wait, animals can see into other dimensions. They can see these beings.
Oh.
Yeah. You know, see?
Yeah.
We as humans can't.
That's why cats or dogs often, in particular, cats seem to have a lot of perception because they seem to see things that are not there.
That's right. They can see these other dimensions.
Wow. Well, why didn't we get a set of eyes like that?
Because I believe man was genetically engineered exactly for that reason, in limitations.
Right, so that we can't see.
That's correct.
Yes, that makes perfect sense. And also, what about the idea that some of these entities that are feeding off of us, our various bodies, that we have some kind of divine spark that they don't have, and they feed off of us because they don't have it?
What happens is that the spirit is very powerful, and the spirit itself, if we can, which is taking place through time, and that is that if we can manipulate the soul, and when the spirit enters at conception and the soul is programmed, then the spirit, it says, I'm here for you. Tell me what you want, and I'll rearrange this universe for you. So way back in time, and it's Aboriginal culture, and in the early days, there was no communication through talk. It was all telepathy.
Mm-hmm.
They'd see at night in a dream time, and they put out the spirit of the animal through telepathy, and the spirit of the animal donates his vehicle and there's your lunch for the next day. Then communication came. So we started losing that communication of the invisible world, and we started talking in the visible world. And from that comes the programs of talking. What we say, those words have energy to them, and they create the reality of whatever it is we put out there for. So you've got to go back and you've got to look at these old ways of communication.
Mm-hmm.
Because in the invisible world, thought is invisible. You mm-hmm. can't – if you go onto a skyscraper in one of your biggest cities and look down over the city, and you look at your planes, you've got ships, you've got cars, you've got buildings, you've got – do you realize every single thing out there was once only a thought in the invisible world? But we learn to bring in the visible world. So if these beings can manipulate humans into a physical reality of using energy and a new experience as molecular mortal world and experience this world, well, for them to do that, they have to earn the rights to come through time. And they want to hijack time. They don't want to earn the rights to come through time. They want to short-circuit time, comes through, jump into your body, experience this body, and, of course, if it gets problems, then they'll jump out and leave you holding the bag.
Right. Yeah, that sounds like accurate. So it seems like there's a very good chance that just about everybody on the planet, unless they just are having their first incarnation, might have some kind of ancestral line or some kind of agreement that goes back to a previous time that is affecting them now, and they don't understand why things are repeating or why their life is that way or why they're not realizing their dreams. So is that accurate, that just about everybody has been affected or infected by some kind of entities or spirits?
Well, remember the fact that our thought creates the thought form. The thought form becomes a life form. The life form reproduces self for its own. You're the host now, because you created a thought form.
Mm-hmm.
It's grown through time. It creates the internal entity. The internal entity wants the body itself. So you create the internal entity. One day you might turn around and say, I've had it. That's it. And you let go of it. And the moment you let go of him, you feel him go. You feel him released.
Mm.
And all of a sudden he's gone. But he's an external entity. He needs a body. So he's going to head down the local pub. People on alcohol and drugs, and we can jump the body and it's party time again.
Mm-hmm.
He has a right, everything has a right to survive in this universe, in its own dimension.
Yeah.
But what they want is they want to take out the physical molecular dimension to experience this dimension using a human body.
Wow. Well, then it appears that we need to be extremely mindful of our thoughts.
Oh, definitely. And the thing is, look, if you go back and you really have a look at our thoughts and we start working with spirit, we can actually change. You can actually change physical reality. We have had cases where, example, I should be dead at least four times. And one of the times I was on a motorcycle, I'm broadsiding down the road and I'm about to go into Volkswagen. And I remember the thought process is, oh, well, here come a couple of broken legs. And the next minute I accepted it, zap, I'm in front of the car. Impossible to do. And I believe, and this has happened four times, I believe time can loop itself. If you actually go on the internet, you'll see spots on the highway where a car disappears and all of a sudden somewhere else a car will appear from nowhere. They're time loops. Time can loop itself instantly into another dimension. Now, I believe we have seven dimensions. I believe we have three of the past moving into our dimension, past, present, future. And we have three in the future, past, present, and future, moving to our dimension. The seven is the change, which is the physical reality. And at any time, we can move in and out of dimensions, before or after time, instantly. And I've spoken to so many people over the years that say, I should be dead. I said, what happened? And I'll see time loops, instantly.
Huh. And do the time loops just happen of their own, or is it partially the intent of the person that's experiencing it?
I think it's the intent of the spirit of the person.
Ah, okay.
Because I know the spirit has the ability to change time, space, and matter. It can instantly change reality.
So it is very powerful, indeed, right?
Very powerful. And once you really start to align yourself with it, it'll take care of you good and proper.
Wow.
But it is very powerful. You can actually, when you start working with it, you can actually start to influence matter.
Well, that explains a lot why we are kind of hoodwinked or trained to believe that we're not spirits, that we're a body, and that we live and we die and that's it. And so most people are living from the realm of their own body and not acknowledging anything else, like a soul or a spirit. And so that would make everybody easily manipulable and dumbed down.
Oh, for sure. And also, you know, whatever your thought process is, you know, your thought process, your assumption and your beliefs within that thought process become your reality.
Mm-hmm. And is that tied to emotion as well?
Well, the emotion is the physical. See, there's four parts of a person on the table talking to me at any one time. I'm going to have the ego talking to me.
Right.
I'm going to have the soul talking to me. I'm going to have the spirit talking to me. And I'm going to have life forms talking to me. And really, when you're working with a client, you've got to know who's talking, because there's only one person I'm interested in, and that is the spirit of the person.
Right.
When they drop into headspace, get out of the headspace. There's your headspace. When they drop into the soul, you know, and I remember when I was 5 years old, my mother did this, my uncle did this. I'm not interested. That's the soul. I'm interested in that moment of time. Spirit never lies. It'll be in the moment. It tells truth and only truth, and it'll be and it's short and sweet. It never has conversations. It just tells you facts of the event that's taking place. You're there, bang, that's it. Yeah.
Nice. So what you're doing is really very powerful and change and could cause a great change, especially going back and deleting a timeline and creating a new one that's one of your preference. It could affect many generations, right?
Oh, yes. But that's only part of to me, I find that, you know, generational stuff is like you take stolen generation with Australian Aborigines. Now, I've got a woman who she can't associate with the children, so she comes to me, so okay, on the table, and her spirit indicates the cause effect is linked to great-great-great-grandmother. So because man is actually a hologram, so I hereby command the spirit of great-great-grandmother through the hologram of time, come forward now. Next minute, the spirit of great-great-grandmother's crying her eyes out of the person on the table. What's happening? They've just come and taken my children.
Oh.
I can't afford to love any more of my children because I don't know when they're going to come and take the rest.
Oh.
So she shut down. Now, science call that now epigenetics, because once she shut down, she passed that down the generational line where they can't associate with the children.
Oh.
We unfold time and space on the dimension. We clear the dimension, replace that moment of time. That woman went on working with youth to become Australian of the Year.
Huh. Interesting. Well, it's beginning to make sense to me what you're talking about.
when you understand, it takes 7 days is full training with our students, but even then, what we do, we allow our students come back and repeat for a very limited amount for another 7 days. Some students, look, they come back every time they can because we are upgrading new areas all the time. We're constantly learning more. As my students in case studies, I look at the case studies and see, okay, I'm sitting there, get off on a tangent here, off on track. Let's fine-tune that, get them back. So as we fine-tune the students and you get the students really know what they're doing, then they're spot on. They get fabulous results.
Mm. Well, you know, I've heard a little bit about the experiences of the people who go in for the training, and it sounds absolutely fascinating. I mean, it's just something that I can't imagine anybody would not want to do. It's just it's very exciting.
It opens,
yeah,
it definitely opens your eyes to what is reality. And the amount of people, like, we get emails every single week from people all around the world thanking us. They've had a session with somebody and their life's changed because of the multi-dimensions of what we're changing. Mm-hmm. We're actually changing their reality and their physical reality and what's happening in their life. Yeah, you take some people, you take a look at their face and say, whoa, look at the stuff in that person. And you can see it in the features.
Mm-hmm.
When you go and you clear them, watch the features change.
Mm-hmm.
You're taking these things out. You are whatever's inside you.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
when you get people that are taking different drugs and algorithm wormhole to these dimensions, look at the body of the person, look at the features of the person, and you'll actually see these other beings. You'll see the overlay of them on the features of the person.
Mm-hmm.
But when you take them out, watch the features change. People lighten up and you see massive changes.
Mm. Now, what about parallel realities? I've heard that there are infinite parallel realities.
Well, as I said, I believe that there are seven dimensions. But each dimension, I believe, is a parallel dimension. You see, and I say seven because the mathematical formula of the universe, you know, you've got to understand how it works. And seven represents the change. I believe there's a past, present, and future in your past moving forward. I believe there's a past, present, and future in the future moving forward. The change of the two as equal opposites coming together is at right angles, which is physical reality, which is the seven, which is our physical reality now. But any time we can slide in out of those dimensions, which are parallel dimensions, and this is why, as I said, when people should be dead in a car accident, all of a sudden something happens, zap, and they're not.
Mm-hmm.
What happened? Instant time loop in one of those dimensions and back in after scene in mm-hmm. a split second.
Well, I know that some people that are in these strange accidents where they think that they're going to be, their car is going right underneath a truck, that they will sometimes describe at time slowing down and some kind of assistance with moving of the car, and all of a sudden it's on the other side of the truck.
Well, that's correct. You know, and that again is what I call a time loop.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the moment you're about aware of what's happening and it's accepted, I believe spirit will instantly, on another dimension, it'll zap you in and out of time instantly
mm-hmm.
and put you outside the vehicle, put you outside that accident.
Mm-hmm.
And as I said, I've spoken to hundreds of people over the years that, you know, told me they should be dead and listen to the stories, and I understand exactly where it's fitting into the time loops and how it works.
Now, I have to assume that the entities that are more or less controlling this reality have their own timelines that they're trying to create, which have a very powerful effect on humanity. Is that something that you verified?
What takes place here is that everything has its own dimension of time. Now, let's stop for a moment. If we go back, you know, and you take Nibiru, it takes a 3,600 Earth year cycle. In other words, we take 3,600 Earth years to cycle the sun, where they take one cycle of the sun in that period of time. Now, it's known as a Shah. I mean, it's really interesting when people talk about Shah men. You know, I don't like the word Shah men because the Shah is their planet, is a cycle of their planet, and men is from, you know, you're saying you're coming from that planet. To me, there's 3,600 Earth years to one cycle. So let's think about that. If 1 year to them is 3,600 Earth years, then their plans put into place for 1 year is 3,600 Earth years, remember, for 1 year? Their plan over that period of time, and when you start dealing with time and space and dimensions, you realize that it's not the same linear time as we look at time.
Right.
But we keep coming back in that big cycle of time. We keep coming back in that. We keep incarnating back in a big cycle. We're coming to the end of the big cycle right now, to the conjunction. And at this conjunction is what's known as the harvest. Because what it is, they can harvest the souls. That's why suicides are going through the roof.
Ah.
If they get you commit suicide, then they get your vehicle in the next cycle of time. They've just harvested your vehicle.
Wow. Now, that's really important information because many people have talked about this, and I've kind of got an inkling of an idea that it began, or it has started somewhere around 2017, and that it's the window that in which it closes is about 2023.
It started actually 2013. in August 2013, and it's a 10-year cycle. And 2023 in August is the conjunction date. So we're moving into that period of time of that conjunction over that 10-year period where these changes are taking place. And this is why someone's coming up with people right now. It's a matter of, look, here's another example. Why do elderly people before they die revert back in time? It is a universal law. The universe says, deal with your stuff now so you don't have to come back. So before old people die, they revert back to 8 years old, 7 years old, 5 years old, and they're talking about traumas they've had that they never cleared.
Oh,
the universe
yes.
lets them bring that up so they can deal with it. Otherwise, they will come back and set it up. Now let's go back to Children's Hospital. Uh-huh. In the Children's Hospital, I have a doctor say to me, we have no idea what's wrong with half the kids in here. And I say, that's because spirit sets up trauma of the past and sets it up in the first 7 years.
Mm.
So you've got all these kids coming through with trauma in the first 7 years and no one's dealing with it. Instead, they give them drugs and medication, dumb them and numb them.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Our world's got totally off track. Our world has to go back to understand the old ways of the multi-dimensions of what we are and who we really are. We are multi-dimensional beings.
So when the harvest takes place, during that period of time, whatever it is, so let's say it's 10 years, will there be anybody left on the planet?
Well, when the conjunction takes place, remember I said I believe there are two worlds in equal opposites. Because there's always equal opposite to all things. You know, you've got a forward, you've got a back, you've got a left, you've got a right, you've got a high, you've got a low.
Hmm.
You've got the internal world and the external world, which is the spirit rearranging the universe, and you've got the external world and the internal world, which are the programs of the soul.
Hmm.
There's always equal opposite. So I believe that there's a visible world and an invisible world, and they're both merging. And when the time comes to that point of conjunction, zap, you'll be in one world or the other. Groundhog Day, you're back there, relive it again, only they'll have the vehicle, thank you. Or you move into a new dimension of the future. It depends where you're at, what you've done, and how much you've cleared of you. That's simple.
Wow. So this is really a critical time for people to process their shadow and clear the past and all of that stuff, reunite soul fragments and all of that.
Yeah, it is a very important time. And that's why we are in a changing time right now. That's why we're as we move into the end of the cycle here, you're going to have panic on both sides. The dark side is going to be panicking right now and try to get as much access of negative issues going because of the equal opposite. More people are becoming awake and aware, and that spirit is becoming awake and aware, and it becomes awake and aware. That makes changes. So there's this equal opposite taking place, the struggle.
Well, it does seem like something like that's going on, and we're almost towards the end of the show, and I wanted to make sure you had plenty of time to mention some of the places that you're going to be teaching your courses. You're going to be in several different places, and let's get that out in the multiverse so that people who are interested can sign up and go there.
Yeah, we're actually teaching in Orlando from the 17th to the 23rd of August. Then we move on to Edmonton in Canada from the 26th of August to the 1st of September.
Mm-hmm.
Then I'm also talking at the World Conference in Orlando from the 11th to the 13th of August. Then I've got one of my top teachers be teaching in Seattle from the 25th to the 25th of September to the 3rd, I think it is, of October, 7 days. It'll be the 1st, I think, and then on to Atlanta from the 4th to the 10th teaching in Atlanta.
Mm-hmm.
So at this stage, they're the main ones in America and up into Canada we'll be doing at this stage. We've got teed up, and then we're planning up for next year for a few other cities. When I get people interested and I get enough people in those particular cities or states, then we'll try and organise something in those particular areas. So if people, go to the webpage and, contact us where they're interested, then we'll put them on a list. And then when I get enough people, then we'll look at coming out from Australia and teaching in what we're doing.
Well, that's really exciting. And you're also talking at the New World Consciousness Conference in August, aren't you, at the 11th to the 13th in Orlando, Florida?
Yeah, that's right, from the 11th to the 13th in Orlando, Florida, yes.
Well, those Floridans are lucky people. They're getting a double dose.
Well, it's never the same because there's always lots of questions with people to understand. And there is so much information to try and understand and so many, you know, we're getting so many changes in so many areas and we're always looking at new research to find out where else can we go with this? What else can we do with this? So we'll try new things and we're finding that nearly everything we try with this can actually change physical reality. It's really fascinating the way and where it's taking us to show us just how these universe and these laws work and that everything in nature is alive. And I mean everything. Every thought you've ever had, everything you ever take in your mouth is alive in its own frequency and its own dimension of time.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Well, Steve, it's been a pleasure to talk to you again, and I love your work. I think you're doing an incredible thing for the planet, and I fully support it, and I would encourage people to look into it and check, and they can look at your 14 videos and get a wonderful idea of the kind of work that you're doing.
Yeah, well, thank you for allowing us to be on the show.
Yes, yes, and have a wonderful time, and we'll talk again sometime before the end of the world.
Hope so.
I do too.
Okay.
Thanks so much, Steve. Right. I really appreciate
you.
All righty. Bye-bye.